Order. Order.
More questions about the government's surprise move to support the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, with Deputy Prime Minister Bill English revealing in the House that the decision was made a month ago.
Cabinet made the decision to support the declaration on March the 22nd.
That prompted this question from Labor's Deputy Leader Annette King.
If Cabinet agreed to ratify the UN Declaration on the 22nd of March, was it open and transparent of him to tell media in Canada on the 14th of April, when asked if New Zealand will sign the declaration, that, quote, "I think you're a little bit ahead of yourself. From the New Zealand perspective, it's true we've been looking and working on ways that we might adopt the declaration, but we haven't made an announcement, and at least or until we do, wouldn't necessarily count your chickens."
Mr. English's response failed to impress.
The government has been quite open about the fact that it's been considering considering affirming the declaration. In fact, the Prime Minister talking about it since April 2009. And the Prime Minister correctly said no announcement had been made.
Although the government had made no announcement, it had made one exception to the blanket of secrecy, as ACT's David Garrett discovered with this question for the Minister of Māori Affairs.
Did the government inform Māori Television that he was flying to New York to speak to the UN? If so, on what date?
David Garrett's question was answered for Peter Sharples by his Māori Party co-leader.
The Honourable Tariana Turia.
On behalf of the Minister of Māori Affairs, Māori Television was briefed in confidence on Friday the 9th of April 2010 to enable them to send a reporter and camera operator to New York in time for the announcement.
Tariana Turia rejected allegations of secrecy when answering another of David Garrett's questions for Peter Sharples.
Did the Prime Minister advise him before his trip to New York that the declaration would have, quote, "no effect whatsoever," close quote? And if so, how does he justify the secrecy and expense of the trip?
The Honourable Tariana Turia.
Mr Speaker, it was very clear in the declaration what the parameters of it were. There was no secrecy in him going over to New York. The Prime Minister signalled very early last year that this was going to be on the agenda this year. There has been no secrecy.
Question time was followed by the first reading debate on the electoral referendum bill, which, as Rhys Lyon reports, began with an explanation of the bill's purpose.
This bill will fulfil the government's pre-election commitment to hold a binding referendum on MMP. In 1993, New Zealand voted to change to the Mixed Member Proportional Representation, or MMP, voting system, making it timely to consider how the voting system is working and whether New Zealanders wish to retain MMP. Many New Zealanders understood that they would have the opportunity to revisit their decision through a later referendum. This bill provides New Zealanders with that opportunity.
Labour's Leanne Dalzell said her party would support the bill going to a select committee and said she favoured the MMP electoral system.
I've made no secret of my position on how I'm going to vote. I'm going to be voting to retain MMP in exactly the same way I voted for MMP originally. Not every political party had a uniform view on this, and that's because it is down to the people to decide. I'm a strong supporter of MMP, and the reason that I'm a supporter of MMP is because it is the only system of proportional representation that is on the ballot paper.
That sentiment was echoed by Greens co-leader Maturia Ture.
The Green Party have long campaigned for a fair and democratic electoral process, one that favours all New Zealanders and not just the wealthy few. And I want to pay my respects and homage to the late Rod Donald for his work on this exact issue, his campaign, his long campaign for MMP, and for a fair electoral process that means New Zealanders are represented in their own parliament. This is, after all, a supposed House of Representatives. The more representative, the better.
Greens co-leader Maturia Ture in the first reading debate of the Electoral Referendum Bill, which was later sent to the Electoral Legislation Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.